What's up, Pharmacy Nation? I'm Pharmacy Joe. Thank you for being a listener of the Elective Rotation, a critical care and hospital pharmacy podcast. This is episode 971. In this episode, I'll discuss whether quinolone is really superior to a macrolide for Legionella pneumonia. I have all the evidence supporting today's show linked up in the show notes at pharmacyjoe.com/episode971. Traditionally, it's thought that bactericidal antibiotics are preferable to a bacteriostatic one, especially in severe infections such as Legionella pneumonia. This leads many clinicians to assume that a quinolone, such as levofloxacin, is superior to a macrolide, such as azithromycin, for treating Legionella. This belief probably persists because macrolides like erythromycin have been considered bacteriostatic versus Legionella, and while azithromycin is bactericidal against Legionella, it gets lumped in with other macrolides. However, the IDSA guidelines recommend that either a fluoroquinolone or a macrolide may be used first line for atypical coverage in treating severe pneumonia, which would include patients with suspected Legionella. A systematic review and meta-analysis was completed in 2021 to determine which antibiotic class leads to optimal clinical outcomes in Legionella pneumonia. 21 randomized controlled trials and observational studies that compared macrolide versus fluoroquinolone monotherapy were included. These studies represented over 3,500 patients. The authors found the mortality rate for patients treated with fluoroquinolones was 6.9% compared to 7.4% among those treated with macrolides. However, this was not statistically significant. The pooled odds ratio for assessing risk of mortality for patients treated with fluoroquinolones versus macrolides was 0.94, but the 95% confidence interval ranged from 0.71 all the way to 1.25 for a p-value of 0.661. Clinical care, time to apyrexia, length of stay, and the occurrence of complications also did not differ for patients treated with fluoroquinolones versus macrolides. The authors concluded there's no difference in the effectiveness of fluoroquinolones versus macrolides in reducing mortality among patients with Legionella pneumonia. The study supports the IDSA guideline recommendations and that clinicians may choose either a fluoroquinolone or a macrolide for atypical coverage in treating severe pneumonia that could possibly be due to Legionella. To access my free download area with 20 different resources to help you in your practice, go to pharmacyjoe.com/free. Thank you so much for listening. I'll see you in the next episode of the Elective Rotation.